If you would bow your heads with me, let's go to the Lord in prayer, would you? Father, we're thankful, we're grateful, God, for the great privilege and blessing that you allot us today just to come together one more time. Lord, we've heard about many special needs tonight. Lord, we've heard of names of those, God, that we know tonight that have been sick and you brought them through the valley of the shadow of death. We know of those also, God, that we know that are in the hospital that we're not quite sure of their condition. Either way, God, we know you're in control and we give you praise for that, Father. I'd ask you, God, tonight to anoint these, your people that have taken the time tonight to be in this service. I just give you praise, God, for their hearts, the love of Jesus Christ tonight that they show and they share and their witness and their testimony. I pray for all those here tonight, God. I pray for those as well, God, that may be indifferent, those that, God, may have the hardness of the heart before they reach the hardness of the mind. I pray, God, tonight that you would just pour out your strength and grace. Give us the words we need tonight to speak unto our own hearts and surely the hearts of us as your people. And God, we'll give you praise and glory and honor, God, for all things. For we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, I'd ask you to turn with me to the Old Testament book of Psalms. The Old Testament book of Psalms is where I'm going to be tonight. I'm sure most of you can find that pretty easily. But I want to share with you tonight out of Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Very widely shared and taught chapter out of Psalms. I just give God praise that when we go back and we read Scripture and we study Scripture time and time again, I'm thankful that every time I read it, it's new word to me. Amen? And it's always changing. And it's always allowing me inwardly to grow in Christ Jesus as He has through the study of this word. Psalm 37, verse 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. Wow. Strong start. Verse 2. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. If there's one thing that I find that goes on a lot in people's hearts and lives these days is when somebody insults them or somebody erodes them in some way through something they say or most of the time, and not really how they say but how they act in general in life. You know, if there's one thing I think I have as a pet peeve for a Christian is the fact that Christians are not thankful for what God is doing and has done and continues to do in their lives. You know, I don't think you can ever praise God unless you really know what God's done for you. And you know, we'll never know till we stand before God one day exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in your life and mine. But you know what? I can wait for that. But you know, while I'm here, even before I reach the portals of heaven, I am going to praise Him. I am going to thank Him for what He has done that my simple, feeble mind already has recollection and clear understanding of. I'm going to trust the Lord Jesus. And I am going to thank Him for that. But so many times we meet people, you and I both, beloved, that seem to walk around almost like they've got a sour sucker in their mouth everywhere they go. It seems like everything that they run into, the good, the bad, and the indifferent, all have the same expression, which is a frown. I know you know those kind of people. And that's the kind of people I want to talk about tonight. I didn't say judge, I said talk about. Because in the times of the teaching of this song, that we share with you tonight, in this very day we share, in this very month and year, in our modern calendar, beloved, we all know of people that live their whole lives in a way where they're not thankful for the things that they have been given and been blessed with. I'll share this with you and you can take it to the bank because it surely will sell. I have met people before that carried nothing but a trash bag on their back with all their possessions walking down a highway barefooted with no shoes on and no jacket to speak of in cool weather. And they were more thankful than many of the people I know that have a paved driveway with two automobiles parked in it. I tell you that because I tell you the truth tonight, beloved. We need to always consider what God has done and what God continues to do in the hearts of His people. Amen. Who is His people tonight? Those whom are called by His name for His glory. Amen. or His people. It says here, for they shall soon be cut, verse 2 again, down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Verse 3, see if this rings a bell in your heart. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. What's God's Word speaking of? It's not speaking of we'll have the wheat and we'll have the grain and we'll have the fruits. What He's speaking of is that we'll be fed spiritually within our beings. You see, if we walk around and we're downtrodden and we have things going on in our life, there's no room left inside of your spirit and mind, beloved, where we could ever receive anything from God, because we've already allowed it to be occupied with the things of this world. And you know, if it gets occupied by the things of this world and it matures and it grows, there's no room in there for God to come, is there? And so many times that's where we're stuck in our pattern of life, isn't it? We just walk around like sour pusses, and we walk around wondering the next time God's going to bless us, when God can't bless us because we've already filled our pot to overflowing of envy and strife and heartache and hardness. You see, God can't work very well in a hardened heart. You see, we need to pray, beloved, if you know those, or if that may be you that I speak of tonight, we need to pray that God will allow the callousness of our hearts to be torn down and softened so that God may be glorified. That should be our deepest prayer. Verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Does that sound familiar to some of you?
Yes.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thy heart. You see, if we delight ourselves in the love of God, beloved, there won't be room for envy and strife and all these things that cause us to be downtrodden. You know, if there's one thing that I think we have in this modern time that probably is worse than it ever was, and that surely is the pressures of life. You see, we have a lot of demands on us these days. I know in the workplace we do. We have a demand on us to perform. You know, we need to do exactly what has to be done to reach a certain quota. Some of you may have worked in some of the mills or some of the production facilities or some of the plants, and you seem to find out when the boss walks around and he says, you know, you did okay, but you didn't do great. Next time, see if you can't do a little bit better. I think probably all of us at some point have heard somebody that we have worked for to repeat that to us. But I want you to know this. My Lord, my God, He has never come to me and told me that He wanted me to be left in that state of mind. Has He you? He wants us to be victorious in all the things that He has provided and He has blessed us with. You see, that word there says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now, what are we seeking after? Are we seeking after the pits and the perils of this world? I surely am not as a believer, beloved. I want to seek of the high things. The Word tells us that we need to place our mind and our heart and our spirit and our thoughts on things above, not of things of this earth. Amen. And you see, if we keep our mind, beloved, on things above, we won't have time to sit here and dwell on these problems and all this turmoil that goes on around us every day in this world. I'm thankful that God is with us. I'm thankful that God allows us to be filled with His Holy Ghost so that we can know without any question, without any doubt, beloved, that the Lord Jesus Christ, He walks with us every day. You know, His Word promises us so clearly that He'll never leave us and He'll never forsake you and He'll never forsake us.
Amen.
He'll walk with us, the Word says, even into the end of time. You know, I don't know of a greater promise that anybody that I know and love, my dearest friend, could promise me that. A few weeks before my precious father passed away. And he said, Billy, he said, I just want you to know, I don't believe I've ever been as tired as I am today. And he said, it seems like every year I get just a little bit more tired. And I said, well, Daddy, I said, that probably is coming with age, but a lot of it may be some of the medical problems you have. I said, but don't let it get from your muscles to your mind. And don't let it ever get from your mind to your heart, I told my daddy.
Amen.
I said, because that's nothing but Satan working in your mind while he's got all this time and the golden sunset years of your life where he's Satan sitting in there just constantly rapping on your door, I told my daddy. I said, Daddy, don't ever let it get the best of you. You just turn it over to God. You just ask Satan to flee in Jesus' name if you need to. And the word says he shall, because he must. And you know, me and my dad had a good time of prayer that evening. But if there's one thing that I remember, I told Daddy, I said, Daddy, there's nothing in your heart tonight that God's placed there that Satan can ever take from it. Amen. Whatever God has given you, whatever God's provided you, Daddy, it's there, because God gives it to you. God don't recall it back. And I ask my daddy, and I tell you tonight, beloved, each one of you in here that may be going through a trial or going through a bit of strife in your life or maybe walking through a valley. I don't know where you are in life, but I know one thing. Every one of us every day deal with valleys. At some point, for some reason, we'll deal with valleys. If we live to see tomorrow, at some point tomorrow, you and I know I will, I'll walk in a valley somewhere, almost like stepping into a hole sometimes. You're walking in fresh green cut grass, everything is good, the grass is soft, the breeze is warm to your face, and all of a sudden you break an ankle in a hole somewhere, it seems like sometimes, just because of the way things are in the world today. But you know what, if we keep that verse 3 in our heart, trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. We can trust and know without any question that if we trust in the Lord, and you know, He's going to meet our needs and He's going to take care of our needs. But beloved, we have to trust in Him. And I don't mean trust as being, I'm going to tell somebody that I'm going to trust in the Lord. It don't mean I'm going to tell somebody I'm going to pray and ask God to help them. It means in my heart, I believe that God is going to meet my need. I believe God is going to meet the need of the one that has asked me to pray for them. I believe with all my heart that God is going to be victorious in my battle. If we trust, the word tells us that He will provide. Verse 6 says, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. What does that tell me? No matter how deep and dark is the day or the night that I walk in and I tread in life, the problems and the turmoil that I deal with or you deal with, beloved, God will provide us the light in our life. He'll provide light when there's nothing left but darkness. Amen. You know, I can witness to you as a chaplain beside the bed of many that have gone home to see their Lord that one of the last few things they've said is before they pass away and they close their eyes is, you know, I've never felt such a peace in my heart as I do this day. And you know, I'm thankful for that, because that's surely a testimony that the Lord Jesus Christ has His hands upon that beloved person. I'm thankful for that today. I'm thankful for how God carries us and God keeps us and God provides and God, beloved, blesses us all the way to our last breath. Yeah, I don't know of a greater companion I could have in my life every day than my precious wife. But you know, there's times during a day when we're separated, we're apart from one another physically. But if there's one thing I can know in my heart, no matter where I am, no matter where I'm going through, what I'm going through and how I'm going through it, I can know that the Lord Jesus Christ is there, and all I need to do is call upon His holy and His precious name, and He will hear my cries, praise His name. Yes, He will hear my cries. In verse 7, listen to these words carefully. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who proposeth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. What's that saying to you? Again, listen. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him, the word starts. Rest in the Lord. How can we rest when we're impatient? That's a good question, isn't it? How can you and I rest, and how can we wait patiently for the Lord if we don't have any patience left to wait? Have you ever prayed a prayer before? Lord, I need you to help me with this. And Lord, I need it now. So many times we'll pray that prayer, and so many times we wait and we wait and we wait. You know, some of the greatest lessons in life that God has ever shown me of patience is when I pray a prayer like that and years pass before God answers my prayer. And I wait and I wait and I wait and I wait. You see, what God's seeing, I believe many times, beloved, is one of my biggest needs is not what I'm praying for, but maybe my biggest need and your biggest need is patience that I need in my life. For you see, if I had patience, I wouldn't be praying such a prayer, would I? Because I'd already know that God has His hands on it. I'd already know that God's working in the situation of the saint or the one that needs the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior way before I ever bow my knees. If I had the patience and I had the trust and I had the faith that only God can provide you and me. It says in verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Isn't one of the first things we seem to always want to do when somebody does something to us is do something against them? We always seem to want to hand it back, don't we? Almost like walking with a mirror. Everything that comes to us and points to us, we kind of want to reflect it back like a mirror, don't we, or a shield. And you know what? That's not what God says we should do. You see, God's Word says that wrath belongs unto Him, not unto us. You see, He is the righteous judge, not us, not you and me. Is it easy to do? Absolutely. I'll promise you, one of the hardest things that you or I could ever do is to turn the other cheek. But the Bible clearly tells us that we must. Because the wrath belongeth unto God, not us. Amen. We need to be sure that we pray for those who have persecuted us. We need to also be sure that we always reach out and thank God that He has placed those people in our path. Do you know, beloved, they may be the very last time that they'll ever hear the word of Jesus Christ taught or preached if you share it with them. Maybe the last one. You see, their hearts are already hardened for them to even act that way. Would you agree? So many times I think they want to just make attention or have attention to be looked towards them as they go forth and they go and look and try to get your attention or grab your thoughts by making negative comments to you. But I'll let you know tonight, they're not victorious. The Bible's so clear about teaching us that the meek shall inherit the earth. Amen?
Amen.
It won't be the loud mouth. It won't be the ones running their tongue out of their mouth without their brain being engaged. It won't be the ones sitting around with a hardened heart, not willing to serve God, do anything for the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God has called us. His Word promises us, beloved, that if He calls us, He'll also equip us with what we need to do His work and to do His will through the promises of the Word of God. But we have to trust Him. We have to trust Him with our whole heart and our whole spirit. If we look at verse number 10, it says, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be, yea, though shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Speaking here of if we wait for the Lord God for just a little while longer, we'll see things come to pass and we'll see changes take place in our circumstances. But beloved, we have to be willing to wait and to trust the Lord God for that outcome. You see, it's easy for us to want to change things. It's easy for us to write a letter back when we get a nasty letter in the mailbox or an email. It's easy for us to say something back when somebody persecutes us for our faith or our belief. But you know what? It takes a strong and a big woman or man of God to know, and they can be quiet and they can stand there just as Christ stood by the cross and He uttered not a word as He was persecuted, as He was beaten and as He was whipped and as He was spit upon. The Bible tells us He uttered not a word. You see, sometimes it's what we don't say that allows God to work instead of what sometimes we do say, beloved. We need to always, always shield our words and shield our heart with the Word of God. Verse 11, and I close. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. I don't know of a sweeter verse in the Bible. Because you see, I know a lot of meek people. I know a lot of meek people. I didn't say weak people, beloved. I said meek people. I know a lot of people that serve the Lord every day of their life. I know a lot of people that seem to do all they possibly can to put others' needs in front of their own. And many times all that happens is they continue to be trampled upon. Have you known somebody like that? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's someone that hears this message tonight. At times it's been me. It seems like sometimes the harder we try, it seems like the more we get beaten up or trampled on, isn't it? But you know, that verse, I think, will provide healing to us in our hearts if we'll just receive it. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves. Delight, I love that word. Delight themselves in the abundance of peace. It is one true area in this world today that's missing all over this world is peace. You see, there's Christians today that are in church every Sunday, and I praise God they are. But beloved, when they leave without peace. There's also those whom are lost, and they walk around and they wander in this sin-cursed and dark world, beloved, every day. And they wander and they ask and they seek and they try to purchase peace. But you see, they'll never purchase peace. Because there's no peace that can be given that is true peace except that peace that would be given from God above. The only peace has to come from one whom knows peace, and that's our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. If you don't have that peace tonight, beloved, in your heart, you're living in a world right now that's eating you up just like a cancer would eat a skin. You're living in a world where you've got things coming at you at 70 miles an hour so fast you can't keep up with it. And yet all you seem to want to continue to do, I hear from so many people that write me and ask me to pray for them, is they said, please pray for me that I'll be able to sort these things out. And I write them back so quick. And I want you to know here, and I mean it with love what I'm about to tell you, if we don't trust Jesus Christ first, there ain't no matter of prayer in this world going to ever save your soul. We're going to have to trust and we're going to have to believe and we're going to have to hope and we're going to have to live in the promises of knowing that Jesus Christ alone is worthy of the praise and is able to provide you through His peace and His shed blood, the peace that passes all understanding, His Word declares, and which comes through salvation, which comes through the shed blood on a cross on the hill that was called Calvary. May God tonight be praised, and beloved, may your hearts tonight leave this place tonight with peace and abundance, I pray. Would you bow your heads with me? Father, we're thankful and we're grateful for the privilege and the blessing that you have given each of us tonight, Lord, just to be here, just to share with one another, Lord, in this time of worship. Oh God, may you be praised for these verses and these words, God, knowing that we can have a copy of this blessed book and hold it in our hands, God, and give testimony to those around us, Father, of your goodness and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayer in so many hearts and so many lives this very day that I've heard testimony from, Father. Thank you, Lord, for working in our hearts. Thank you, God, for tearing down walls in our lives. And thank you, God, for taking those walls and just simply breaking them down brick by brick, Father, until you turn them into stepping stones so that, God, we may step towards the glory and the light of God. Thank you, Lord, again tonight for those whom are here. I pray a very special prayer, God, tonight for those whom are lost and wandering in this sin-cursed world, God, and need you, Lord, as Savior. I pray, God, that this may be their day of salvation. I pray, God, for those that are backslidden, those that, God, may be wandering around and may be in church every Sunday or may be affiliated with a church body or may be placing their salvation, Father, surely just on their church membership, God forbid. I would pray, God, tonight that you would also allow them to be drawn unto you, Father, and let them have that peace, God, that passes understanding. Help us each, Father, to grow in you. Help us, Father, to be hungry for your word tonight in each day of our life, God. And, Father, we'll give you praise and glory and all honor, God, that you so righteously deserve. Father, may you be praised. We ask it all, and we surely pray this day in Jesus' name. Amen. This concludes tonight's live worship service. We pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, each one listening has been blessed through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us back again next week for another live outreach worship service as we together continue praising Jesus Christ. Those tonight who have made decisions to follow Christ, desiring additional biblical resources, or anyone with special prayer concerns, are personally invited to visit the Praising Jesus Ministry website. The web address is www.praisingjesus.org. That address again is www.praisingjesus.org. We want to thank each of you tonight for listening. We invite you back again next week as together we seek God to guide, mold, and speak to our hearts and lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. Good night, and may God bless each of you, is my prayer.